Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. While the time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
And let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net.
Y'all need an ovation for that. I am so proud of y'all.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We good. We good. Liquor Store, what's happening with you?
Hey, y'all. What's up? Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There
thank you
go.
Very much. We greatly appreciate it. Janine, what's happening with you?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We doing good, baby. We doing good.
Happy anniversary to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, well, now check this out, y'all. I mean, since it's our anniversary, you know, we got to sit back. We got to have a little fun. We got to reminisce. We got to talk some shit, you know. And we going to do all that, but shit, we going to go see if we can get a little more. I got a couple of more. Boy, wait, hold on, hold on, hold on before we get going. Before we get going. Carla, what's happening? Who this?
What's up? Happy anniversary.
Thank you, thank you. Who is this?
This Southern Lovin'.
This who?
Southern Lovin'.
Southern Lovin'. What's happening, baby? How you been?
Fine. Happy anniversary, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I ain't seen you in a minute. I ain't seen you on the site in a minute, but we know we got to get the other site up and running. So, you know, when we do, I expect to see you on now.
All right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hold on. We got another caller. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's up?
This shot's out.
What is my man?
Hey, to you guys, man.
Who this?
This shot's out.
Out town. What's happening? What's up, brother? Thank you. Greatly appreciate that, man.
That's what's happening. I see y'all in business, man. That's what's up.
Man, we trying to do it. We trying to do it. What's happening with you?
Just tuning in. A friend of mine put me up on it, so I said I'm going to check it out, see what y'all talking about tonight.
Oh, man, you know, we just finna have a little fun, kick back, wild out. Hold on, we got another
That's
caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
I'm good. This is Waylo.
Waylo, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
Another blast
from the past.
Yeah, definitely a blast from the past. What's going on with you, man?
Nothing, slow motion.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you calling in, brother. You know what I'm saying? Four-year anniversary. We finally didn't. I ain't know if we was gonna make it to this fourth one, man. This one was kind of hard.
Well, that's what you call success, right there.
Right, you know what I'm saying? That's how it be. Hold on, Waylo, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Is this Kaz?
Yes, it is.
What's going on, baby? This is Girls Attempts, too. I just want to say mad shout-out to you. Congratulations on your 4 years. My first time listening. You've been telling me about it for probably a couple years now. I went online and seen it was your anniversary, and I just think that, you know, tonight would have just been a perfect night for me to just sit down and listen to what you got going on. And I just wanted to show you some love tonight and just say congratulations.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's what's up. Miss Girls Are Pimps too. I love that
you
name.
You know
too.
It.
That name is tight. Girls Are Pimps too.
All right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Dog, what's going on, man? We getting a lot of love here tonight, man.
Yeah, man. Apparently, Girls Are Pimps too. Don't know you got a co-host.
Oh,
what's good, Thomas?
I'm sorry, Father Tyler. I'm sorry.
It might be, you know, I understand it's our anniversary and all, but God damn. It's the same old me. I ain't changed.
I'm sorry.
I want some love, too. She was like,
right.
Oh, Cash. Oh, it's your celebration. I just called it just to thank you personally. I'm like, God damn.
Oh,
what,
my goodness.
No, I'm just playing.
You can get it to him.
No, it's too late now. I don't want it.
Then he gets a little emotional, y'all. Y'all gotta excuse him. He gets a little emotional. As you can see, Waylo, he ain't changed yet.
Waylo, let me ask you a question, man. And how's that working out for you, dog?
What
you
talking about?
You're looking pretty happy lately, man.
Oh, man, you know, it changed my life around a little bit, you know.
is it working out good for you, dog?
Oh, yeah. You make it what you make it, though. It is what you make.
See, I've been comparing pictures from 2 years ago to last year. You're looking mighty happy, bro. Congratulations, man. You seen his pictures on there, dog? He got his afro combed out and shit.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple of times. His afro was looking bad. I was like, God damn. What's going on with my man?
I look like a motherfucker showing all his
teeth. I couldn't cut my hair for 6 months.
That woman got him.
He's happier than a motherfucker right now. He like, fuck everybody. I'm happy.
Right,
I couldn't cut my hair for 6 months, man. You got to do what you got to do to make your probation. And trust me, the money I'm making, I got to do what I got to do.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Miss Tua, what's been going on since you done left the show?
Nothing, man. Living life.
Yeah, boy, hey.
Don't make it seem like I just up and dropped the show. I had to work. I had to start doing more hours at my job to do what I had to do for my family.
Yeah,
can you please give me a pass for that, brother?
I'm gonna give you a pass for that one, just because you said you had to work. But yeah, she did just quit the show. I mean, we got on one day and it was like, where the hell is she at? Fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck y'all. I ain't mad at you though. I ain't mad at you. You know I love you to death, baby. Janine, we done made it 4 years. You've been on here for a long time. You done heard some shit go on this show.
Yes, I have. I've heard a lot of stuff.
Man.
What's up, Janine?
What you say?
I said, what's up?
Nothing.
Oh, that's Waylo.
Oh, that's Waylo talk. I thought that was Father Time. How you doing, Waylo?
I'm good.
Oh, that's good.
Don't know nobody no more. It's all good. I'm a stranger now.
Man, I just gave you props. Now, here you is flirting.
Ain't nobody flirting. I'm just speaking to my people. That's all.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all know how
you motherfucker ain't changed at all, dog. He's still the same motherfucker from 2 years ago. He ain't changed a bit.
Oh,
I'm just speaking to my people, man. Like I said, I miss y'all.
That's what's up. Now, Waylo, now, yesterday we touched on something, man. We touched on, like, some memorable moments of the show. I mean, is there any memorable moments that just come straight to your head that you could just think about, like, goddamn, I'll never forget that?
And yeah, before you answer that, You was a memorable moment on the show. Somebody brought one of yours up.
Me?
Yep, we're going to see if you got the same one.
No, I don't remember that. I was going to say Bushwick.
Oh, when we had Bushwick on the show? That does count as a memorable moment, but now, Waylo, I said something yesterday that I guess some people didn't agree with. He wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Nah, but that's neither here nor there, so it doesn't matter.
That motherfucker would not. Hey, you be like, Bushwick, what about, aye, 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 and what is the confusion of the, what the fuck are you, man, some of that shit you just did not know what the fuck you talking about.
Nigga, shut the fuck up.
All right, goddamn, let me ask you a question first, motherfucker. He would not shut the fuck up. But, much props to having him on the show, man. I mean, he a cool-ass brother, but that dude would not shut the fuck up.
Then
wanted a motherfucker to pay for him to go to the strip club. Hold on, motherfucker.
Oh,
you,
wow.
You, You're a world-renowned rapper. Shit, you should be paying. I want her. Motherfucker, you better pay to go get her.
Say, my wallet's neither here nor there.
Hell no, shit. He was so, but like I say, we had a ball with him, though, man. But now, Waylo, it wouldn't be us if we didn't bring it up, man. You kind of made the top five, which you, I don't know. I guess I could say the name because it was in the past, right?
I don't give a shit.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm just making sure. You know, with that incident with you and LaFonda when she blasted you on Facebook.
Oh, man.
That
was
in the
top five, dog.
For everybody that don't know, a while back, Waylo went on a date with this female named LaFonda, who's a regular on the show at one point in time. Y'all check out goodcornermusic.com. She got her own little website thing going. But she was a regular on the show, and I guess her and Waylo.
Before we go any farther, Chi-Town?
Yeah.
Don't you know LaFonda?
What's going on? What?
You know somebody named LaFonda?
No.
You know what I'm referring to, dog, right? You know what I'm referring to, right? You know her, right?
No.
Lying.
You talking about the way you're talking, like she put it on you.
You might not want to tell that story.
I don't know.
Right, he's a man.
All right, he said he don't know him, so let's roll with it.
Right, so now, they went on a date, and I don't know what happened. All I know is I got up the next morning, and I looked on Facebook, and, oh, man, well, oh, Waylo's business is way out there. she Facebooked him. She Facebooked him. She put him out there bad. I'm like, oh, man, if he got a woman, he hit.
Well, at least he gave him good props. She did.
You said what?
I mean, she did give you good props, though, but I was just like, God damn, shout out to Waylo. What he did to me last night was unbelievable. And, like, God damn.
Yeah, that was some first class bullshit right there.
That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. All that damn business on Facebook.
Man, I didn't see Waylo on Facebook for a month. No mental media, no nothing. I'm like, damn, he just dropped right off of Facebook. You couldn't go to his page. His page was blocked. I was like, God damn, Waylo just shut down.
Hey, I had to put some more players on the court, man. The whole starting five got injured.
God damn. I saw. All right, but wait, I gotta ask you, what was you thinking when you seen that shit, dog?
Oh, how the hell can I get this off of here? That was the first thing that came to my mind.
I was like,
I'm
trying
to figure out how to send viruses and report it on Facebook or shut a page down, something. I don't know.
He was talking about the little secret box underneath the bed and everything.
He pulled this out. Hey girl, he pulled me on the couch and laid me down. Then he started kissing on. God damn, Waylo, she done told everything verbatim. I mean, I guess it could be a double-edged sword about it because it was like, all right, well, you know. I mean, I guess it could have helped you out, but then at the same time, if you had somebody on the side, you was fucked.
Oh, my point is exactly.
So you ain't received no, you ain't catch no flack behind that one, did you?
Oh, hell yeah. I told you the whole starting five got injured.
Damn, everybody left? That motherfucker like too short. All my bitches is gone.
one the substitute is for.
Wow. Wow. Really?
Hey, what about Miss Toy? What's your one of your favorite memories? Miss Toy, are you still with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. They was asking, what was one of your favorite memories of the show?
How y'all used to mess with, oh, God, what is that girl? I think, was it Janine? It was something about, okay. Come back to me because that ain't right. Where's Makina at?
You know what? Speaking of which, you know what? I'm going to, let's see something. Go ahead, dog, because I'm, let me try something. I'm finna try something real quick.
Yeah, that's like, everybody knows she's my favorite caller. You know what I mean? Like I say, thank everybody for calling, spending y'all night with us. We greatly appreciate it. It's been a long, hard, long road, especially fucking with him. For y'all that don't know, that motherfucker is irritating and stubborn and arrogant.
Anyway,
wait
a minute, hold up one second, man. Let's see if we can get this phone call out the way, man, because you talking crazy.
Domino's Pizza.
I speak to Butter, please.
This is she.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
What's up, Sin City Radio, baby? We're calling you. I told y'all I was going to hook you up. I was going to make sure you got on the air tonight.
I'm so glad. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, we cool. Everybody cool. We got it from a blast from the past. We even got Miss Toy. She came back to help us host for the night,
what?
Even though Lord knows we
my
ain't seen it.
You know what? That's unnecessary.
My boo is back.
Hey, Tina, how you doing? Miss Buzz on my phone. No, I have to come correct. I forgot my phone. I slipped.
How you been?
Everybody on here. We got Janine on here. We got Liquor Store on here. My man Waylo. We even got some new people. We got Miss Girls Our Pimps too.
That's what's up.
I told everybody love that damn name. That name's hot. Girls Are Pimps too.
That's what's up.
We got my man Chi-Town on here. I mean, we hey, 4 years, baby. Did you think we'd make it?
I knew we would. I'm just, you know, waiting for us to blow up real big. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Now, we've been going around and we've been asking for memorable moments. Now, mm-hmm. I know, me personally, you are my number one memorable moment of the show. But now, if you got one, I mean, please share it with us.
Woo, Lord, it's been so many memorable moments. Oh, shit. Let me see. I will never forget how I hurt Father Time's feelings.
I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, and once again, for everybody don't know, she said something that really hurt Father Time's feelings. He hung up on her. Kicked off the website. I mean, he did a bad, y'all. He did a bad. Did you ever apologize to her, man?
Man, I apologized like 10 times.
Oh, okay.
He apologized to me once, but he apologized to, you know, everybody else. You know, I accepted that apology. understood, you know, he has an ego problem.
Oh, wow.
I don't have no ego.
Why
do I got to be involved in everybody's favorite moment?
Because you are. You're special like that.
Exactly. You irritate real easily. Like when we was talking about, what was he talking about, his mama or something? I'm not talking about her like that, but we was talking about women, older women having sex.
Mm-hmm. Lord, if I could have seen his face.
I'm past that.
I know, right?
I didn't groom.
Y'all talking about when, if his mother had to go to the retirement home?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Hold on. Before we even get on his ass, I see something. I see something, and I got to call it out. LaFonda, what's up, baby?
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, shit.
Hell no.
LaFonda, what's happening?
Y'all are pranking. Y'all are pranking tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
LaFonda, what's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm at work right now. I have to sneak off and use the phone.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's
well, I know you can't. You might not be on here long. So we just finished talking about you. Won't you say how do your man Waylo? Say hi to Waylo one good time.
What a win.
Don't get on my nerves.
What? I mean, come on now. You know it, hey. That's your man's right there.
Oh, I get
you ain't going to speak to Waylo?
I said hello.
Oh, my say that's the... That's the least you could do after all that old Facebook stuff you did to him.
I didn't do nothing to him on Facebook.
I missed that. What happened?
Oh, man. They went on this date, right? And Fonda, what happened?
I remember the date. I remember the date, but I didn't know it went to Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she so enjoyed her night, she had to let everybody know.
I did, though.
Oh,
did
it. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, really?
She had to sing his praises.
Waylo over there blushing like a motherfucker.
Now, Waylo that took the phone off. Hey, Waylo that took the phone off.
I forgot. Did he take the box out? Because I forgot that part.
Yeah,
yeah,
he took out the box on
him. Oh. Waylo that took the phone off a speaker and put it to his ear. Oh shit. Yeah, baby, I'm going to go to the garage right quick. Hello.
Y'all better be glad I'm tired and I can't come back with a remark. I've been doing doubles all for the last 2 weeks.
Shit, you did a double when you went over his house.
I can't do a double that day.
Shit. As you say, it was daylight when she walked in, daylight when she walked back out.
The next day.
Did you have no one to drink a Red right Bull now, or a Monster drink? One of them?
What you say?
Did you drink a Red Bull or a Monster drink? Or
hell no.
One
he
of them 5-hour energy?
Piss. He don't need that shit. No,
he drinks that rhinoceros piss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Damn.
The Korean juice. He don't need no Red Bull shit.
Wow. Damn.
I forgot all about that rhinoceros piss you was drinking. Boy,
I ain't forgive because that that shit cracked me up when you called it that. That shit had me dying.
Yeah, that shit, what? Shit. Wait, wait, look, say that shit had your shit on hard 24 hours. What the fuck is that?
Man.
That nigga said, I do some push-ups, nigga, some sit-ups, drink my little back juice, and good to go.
I gotta get ready to go. I gotta go finish my work. But I'll try to call back in before 9:30.
Please do. Waylo's waiting on you.
Shut up.
Don't forget about Shut Up.
Shut Up said he don't know who the fuck that is.
I work all
the time. Shut Up said don't put him in that shit.
We got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and we'll bring you in.
Now you said you had I was your most memorable. Like, what was most memorable, Mr. Cass?
Oh man, well, and like I said, it wasn't during the show. It was. Remember we well, like I said, again, we used to do a video webcam show also, and well, Butter and her, I guess at that time boyfriend, they decided to join the webcam show, and man, the what they call it, the acting bug hit him, because that motherfucker boy, they got to going hard on that motherfucking webcam, and I mean, if y'all can believe it or not, this motherfucker never took his eyes off that webcam. That motherfucker never looked at Mother one time. That motherfucker got the He was stroking hard. That motherfucker put his leg up, was cocking
on.
That motherfucker made a muscle and everything. That motherfucker was looking at Hey, the motherfucker never looked at Mother not one time. To this day I see that motherfucker. Every time I see him, hey man, y'all gonna do another show?
No, he didn't.
Shit, that motherfucker, every time he see me, he asks if he gonna do another show. That motherfucker, that motherfucker kind of, wait a minute, that motherfucker look like this how I look when I be fucking? I'm a bad motherfucker. That motherfucker cocked that leg up, man. I was too through. I said, this is crazy.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I mean, by far to me, that was like one of the most memorable moments ever. I was like, well, damn.
I don't know what was in me that night.
Hey, yeah, I knew him.
Shit. Y'all know what was in you that night.
That motherfucker was deep up in you. Shit, I know what was in you.
We was on one that night, but...
That motherfucker never... I mean, but I got to ask you. I mean, y'all was in y'all zone, and I understand that, but this motherfucker never looked at you. He never looked at you not one time. That motherfucker
I wasn't looking
at
him either.
I mean, that motherfucker looked at the camera the whole time. I was like,
I didn't know he was looking at the camera. I thought he was looking at the hallway to make sure my
Nah, that motherfucker looking straight at the camera. That motherfucker like, y'all see me? Wait a minute, hold on. We got us another caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. I just wanted to call. This is Jamaica from Bolivia Styles. I wanted to wish you guys happy 4th year. Anniversary, correct? 4 years?
That's right. Thank you, baby.
Now, I ain't been on here in a long, long, long time, but I did want to make sure I get a call in and congratulate you guys on your success so far, and I hope that you guys are pushing forward. Father Times, it was nice meeting you.
You too.
And Waylo, I ain't talked to you in forever. So,
I know,
right, but I've been over here working hard, so I apologize for me calling in late, but I was trying to get to y'all, but you know, some people are not computer literate, so it took me a minute.
Oh, well, hey, better late than never. We greatly appreciate it. So how's the business going?
It's going. It's demanding, and I'm trying to, well, I had partner up with my sister, and I'm trying to teach her the ropes along with getting some new T-shirts and a different logo going, and then I'm thinking about going to Washington, D.C. for a fashion show. They're having a plus-size fashion show out there, but, you know, it's kind of like short notice. So we'll see what happens, but everything's good.
Okay, now I told you if you ever need a male model, Father Time's your man. He do thongs, just sweat socks, everything.
He got that elephant trunk.
Y'all are crazy.
Yeah, for the right,
and
for the right.
I don't know if the young ladies are on here who have purchased from me in the past when they were buying lingerie, but I want to thank them too because that was in the beginning when I first started, and I didn't sell clothing then, and I do now. So I just wanted them to make sure they come visit the site now that we got new, you know, we have expanded. So again, I want to thank y'all for just the love and, you know, making sure I got my name out there, being supportive, because you don't get that
often. What's the address? What's the website
address? The new address is theluxuousstyles.bigcartel.com. That's VOLUVTUOUSSTYLE.bigcartel.com.
You say big cartel. They got big things popping. It's more than just dresses being sold up. Big cartel.
Right.
That. Hey, it's more than just. Hey, Shatai, what you need, dog? What you need?
Hey, I'm listening. I'm just listening, man.
Hey, but luxurious fashion can get you what you need. Shit. They get it hard or soft, man. Hard or soft, however you want it. Nah, I'm just best with it. Baby, I'm just best.
Y'all, man. Y'all are a mess.
Yeah, you ain't shit.
You still on Facebook?
Huh?
You still on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm still on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram and Pinterest and Tumblr. Where else you want me to be? I'm there. We out here trying to get it.
Well, shit. I'm going to hit you up. We got some events coming up, so I'm sure we can do some stuff together. I know we ain't talked in a minute.
I know. It's been a long time. I see you on Facebook, but I think you be in a whole nother world.
I'll be everywhere.
See, she didn't notice a change, too. I wasn't on the world.
Hey, that's what's up, though. Like I said, man, it's cool. Like I said, man, Voluptuous Styles. I am saying that right? Voluptuous Styles, BigCartel.com, right?
That's right.
That's right. There you go. You get it. Get it soft or hard, however you want it.
Y'all are a mess. You know I'm not going to stay with y'all because, you know, y'all be getting explicit. I can't hang with y'all tonight. I got to get my kids to bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. PG time is over. Put the kids to bed.
You already know. But again, y'all, for real, congratulations. And if y'all need me, Cass, Father Time, Waylo, y'all know I'm right here. Y'all can just reach out. I'm right there on Facebook. I'm on Sin City. Just, you know, hit me up and let me know if there's anything that I can do.
All right, got you. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good evening.
All right,
you
too,
sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm glad to see that we help inspire that clothing line. Because if I'm mistaken, Janine, you bought a lot of shit off of that, didn't you?
What did I thought?
I said, if I'm mistaken, you bought a lot of shit.
I did.
Yes.
You got this one, oh, my goodness. Just that black fish net one. Oh, my God. Girl.
Yes, wasn't it nice?
Yes, girl, yes. Just, I've been thinking about that for the last 2 weeks, man.
Why everybody get quiet?
I'm trying to picture how this black ensemble look.
I think it's
going to
be some
phone
sex shit. Buddy got the moan going on. You know, you got the
phone. y'all know she notorious for them damn moans.
Okay.
Baby. Mm. What's all right, but check this out, y'all. Check this out. We're going to go to a song right quick. We be right back. So give us a hot second. Check it out. Kick back. Relax for a minute. We're going to come back and talk some more shit. All right.
So I can really pank it. I'm already rock hard, you ain't gotta jack it. Bet the shit for this song make you really like it. Picture us on flow with no clothes on. You eating me, I'm eating you, shit, we both grown. Let you ride me tonight off your favorite song. Tonight is special night, baby, a freak was born.
Back with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Girls are pimps too. Nice little question. This your first time calling the show, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna give you the opportunity. We're gonna give you the opportunity to talk about whatever you want to talk about. What's on your mind?
And I appreciate that. But first things first, I did want to ask the young lady with the voluptuous lingerie going on, does she specialize in abnormal sizes?
Yes, she does.
Janina Waylo can answer that for you.
Yes, she does.
Okay. That is great to know.
She got some nice stuff, too.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, Janine, though. Janine spent a lot of money with her.
Yeah.
It's good quality, right, Janine?
A what?
It's good quality, right?
Oh, yeah. Looks good, too.
Oh, wait a minute.
Quality's great, but it's just an unusual size to accommodate me that I'm having a problem with. I love lingerie, you know. I'd rather be naked, but if I have to, you know, it's just to find something that's going to accommodate me because I'm just abnormally built, if you will, you know. So,
where are you abnormally built at?
You know, my breast size is a 40M.
Oh, Lord.
Baby.
Oh, Lord.
So,
I thought I was doing something with my double G's, but I ain't got nothing on you.
So you understand what I'm saying? Yeah!
Hey, you gotta hit that two times. Hey, hit that one more time.
Damn!
Thank you, sir.
We have to do that for each breath.
Okay.
With a side of a Brumsky right next to it.
Oh Lord, do you know how bad you can motorboat in them motherfuckers?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You get a guy out there fucking with them motherfuckers.
Oh my goodness. You will hurt yourself. So yeah, I wanted to holler at her and see if she makes them or what does she do.
Voluptuous style, say the word. That's what it is, voluptuous style. So she got.
I'm definitely going to check her out.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay. I mean, she does. I mean, you know, I've been knowing her for a couple of years now, and she's real. I mean, she's real dedicated to it, and she really, you know, she puts all into her work. So yeah, check her out.
That's what it do.
Man, I'm still looking up in there thinking about it. What is that?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I drooled a little bit on my shirt. Damn.
Right. Hey, I'd say, yeah, them big because I started drooling.
Yeah.
It was like, I started drooling as soon as she said 40. Wait.
There's some big motherfuckers. Goddamn.
You know what? She could hide me.
Liquor Store said you can hide her with them motherfuckers.
I'm dying.
I bet you put everything in there, don't you? Your money, your wallet, cell phone, car keys.
You
got a pop.
Tell you. She took the baby in the
big bag.
A pop.
She's going to a club. 10-piece
wings with a prize and a side.
She don't need no you know them straps that they make for the babies now where you put the baby on your chest and your back. Just put the baby in between the breasts.
Okay.
And the baby is secure.
Like that baby 5 years
oh,
old. Put
God.
That child down.
Yeah.
Oh,
make them ladies do you
feel
the steel
baby
arms.
You said what now? You went in the club and what?
I had a fist. And have just right up under my bumpies. you know, when it was all good.
You wait a minute. You could have a girlfriend. Wait a minute, dog.
She could have a girlfriend.
Not a pint. Not a half pint. A fifth.
A fifth.
F-I-F.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Wait a minute.
You actually hit the bottle? You couldn't see
the bottle?
Just, absolutely not. And you know why she makes a perfect girlfriend? Because you can put a 4-5 in that mug and be in the club.
See,
I
you carry K in them motherfuckers
every
the club.
Day.
You could be a, you got a K behind them motherfuckers. AKM.
You so good, not AKM.
Hey, baby, give me my shit. Give me my shit, baby.
She's coming out like Bonnie and Clyde on that bitch.
Did she just pull a Tommy gun from on the motherfucker?
With an extra clip.
Yeah, with the extended clip.
Gun? Yeah.
Oh, God. Y'all are off the chain.
Hey, what up? You said you had something else?
Y'all off the chain.
Hey, I have a question. You got a backside that matched the front side?
Oh, no. You know what? You know, I think for the most part that you either, if you're as top-heavy as I am, you're either going to be cursed in the back or you're going to have an even where you're not going to be as big, but, you know, but I'm very small from waist down, very small. The only thing on me is big is just my chest. That's it. Cursed with a blessing.
I don't know. That might be a gift.
Nigga, suddenly I want some cookies. I don't know what you're talking about, okay? I feel like...
Hey, I got milk.
Hey,
right.
I want cookies.
Hey, that was just truly lovely. I mean, because, hey, I'm a breast man myself, though, shit. I could be sitting there looking at them motherfuckers just like, you be talking about my face is up here, huh? What you say?
Shit. Everybody be doing that shit.
Hey, well, that kind of stuff makes you want
to titty
fuck again.
I just found a buyer overseas that could actually accommodate me. I mean, to find bras, you have to definitely go online, but to find somebody that specializes in plus sizes is a beautiful thing. So I'm definitely glad that I tuned in tonight to catch that, because I'm definitely looking to find, you know, I love sexy lingerie. If I can walk around with a bustier, good God, I'd be the bee's knees, you know. But yeah, I've definitely got to check her out.
Oh yeah, now that was going to be my next question. I mean, because I know Victoria's Secret's out the question for you. That
oh yeah,
you walk in there, they just like
yeah. I would have thought that even Fredericks of Hollywood, who, you know, they have a lot of people that go there with abnormal sizes, you know, small abnormal sizes.
Why you keep saying abnormal? That ain't abnormal.
I was just about to say that. I can't find that.
Yeah.
Shit, it is.
Those are not abnormal. Those are truly beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, they're okay. You
There's
know,
motherfuckers
I can't
out here wishing they had titties.
Oh, God.
Walk around here with two nipples and shit.
Hey, don't tell nobody. I just put some socks in my bra. Okay, I'm a little old. Y'all don't tell nobody. That's gonna be our Sin City secret.
Oh my goodness.
Let me ask you a question. Now, I've been bra shopping before. You know. $20. How much do you pay for yours?
$50.
For one?
For one.
Okay, wait, I got one better question. Why are you going ball shopping?
No, I'm saying, man, I might be with one of my girls, man, and, you know, they go ball shopping.
You and them half a dollars. I knew you had to put them up somewhere.
My question is how many hooks are on your bra?
Eight.
Okay. You know how long it's going to take to unsnap that motherfucker?
My wrist going to get tired trying to reach around that and get that shit off. Can we just cut it? I'm going to get another one.
Man, and you know, I think I didn't learn the art of, you know, that one hand thing, how you can flip that bra off real quick when you pop it. Man, see, that motherfucker like cracking Fort Knox. Clack, 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 clack.
You know, sometimes it is a two-man operation.
Right. I just going to have to get my hand.
Sometimes it
is
a two-man operation.
See, what you do is you take the straps off, pull them through her arms, and you fold that mug down. Bam,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, you got to, man. Uh-uh. I'd be like, you'd be like, damn, wait a minute, I didn't. Because, you know, it's an art to popping that bra. You know what I'm saying? And I think I done got it down to a science, but goddamn, eight motherfucking straps. Okay, now, just turn around.
Instead of three fingers, you need all five.
Right, yeah. Oh, so you know the three-finger technique, too. I'm saying,
yes,
you going to have to turn around. You just going to have to turn around and just, hey, I'm going to have to use both my hands and just pull them motherfuckers together. Plop, 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 plop. God. God damn, eight? That's a lot. Man, I know your man just be like, oh yeah, just come on. Come on out the shower.
No. Well, I don't have that problem, but no. That's you know what, I'm gonna tell you. I think to me it's just skin. I just have a little bit more than others. So
a little bit more?
No. Just a little bit.
Look here. Miss Pimp, every time you walk out, I'm going to tell you, every time you walk out that shower and you walk out with nothing on and I see them motherfucking 40 M's, I'm going to tell you the first thing that's going through my mind.
Let's get ready for the rumble!
Yeah. I don't give a damn what the hell I'm watching on TV. I go, oh, Lord.
I'm trying to tell you. Go on, walk by.
You know, if you had visual radio,
even wrestling, you'd be.
Even wrestling, I'm going to have to turn.
You know what?
I'm going to have to turn John Cena on.
You know, something like that, you lay that man down and you sit up over him and just slap him across the head a couple of times, he get it together real quick.
This is dangerous.
Baby, I'm going to do right. I promise I'm going to do
right. That's right.
Right. Them motherfuckers should be lethal weapons. You should have to wrestle.
You could suffocate somebody with them motherfuckers.
Man, I can see her dying.
If you turn me sideways and you stuff me and you can hide me, you'd be like, where did she go? I believe you can hide.
Man,
hold on, man. LaFonda's back.
Hello.
Hey, LaFonda.
You on break?
No, I had to get my medication out.
You have to take your medication.
I said I had to give them out.
Okay. We sitting here talking a bit. We sitting here just, hey, man. Okay, LaFonda, if it's not being too personal, what size are you in the breast
just
area?
Like way low.
Oh, yeah, well, way low.
I'm more than a handful.
You say you're more than a handful.
More than a handful? I can tell you that. Probably more than a mouthful, too.
Shit, now we got a motherfucker on here, boy. Goddamn. You can see that. Hey, what they say with them two motherfuckers, Somalia can get fed.
Crazy.
Damn. I'm telling you, every time you come out, talking about, well, I'm finna put my bra on and I'm finna get ready and go. You finna put your bra on.
She.
Let me bring my man
Shout
down
here.
Shout down,
you're
kind of quiet,
brother. What
you
think? Man, I'll miss this to y'all, man. Y'all ass silly.
I agree.
That's his first, this your first time on the show, ain't it?
Hold
yeah,
on.
That's why I'm just sitting back just listening, man. So I'm, y'all
are
going
to
build some
you,
big
man. You think you can handle them 40s, man?
That's a lot of damn work. I ain't even going to lie. But, yeah, I think I can do something with
them. Hey, ain't no man going to say no. Ain't no man going to say no. I don't give a fuck if he look like Poindexter. He going to try to take them on.
Man, that's a lot of work.
Again, who's that?
My name is Shatiel.
Hey, I had to make sure you wasn't.
No, I already checked for you, LaFon. I already checked for you. It's not him.
Shut up.
Oh, is that LaFon saying who was that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. She about to hang up.
Shut up. Hold on.
No,
why the hell do people tell us to hold on? Like, we just go,
she probably texted him to see if that's him for real.
Nigga, you don't
right. know. I don't know her.
Nigga, where you at? You on the fire line.
You ain't got to kick it. You ain't got a lot of kicking. No, it's okay.
Well, trust me, if it was him, he could have tear that ass up because he heard all about you and Waylo.
That was before
you,
baby.
That was before you.
Hey, I can hear him now. He's sitting there with that bat. Bitch, you told me you was at work. You did a double, you lying motherfucker. He said it goes crazy. Yeah, you was at work, huh? Hey, and I can hear
him.
Hey,
I am at work.
She tried to explain to him. I can hear him now.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
He's gonna tear her ass up.
I got a question. So,
what's up?
My ex through my phone. Like, this is like a couple of weeks ago. She is probably going through my phone, and literally because I've been working so much shows, I sleep right through it. So. I kind of set him up because I knew he was going through my phone because some of my app that got switched around. I set him up, and I baited him just to see what was going to happen. He literally went through a text message that said I was going to get a hotel room for Valentine's Day.
Your
for this
call
dude.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
What the hell is that?
Aaron Foster.
It's not available. At the tone,
hello?
Please record your message. When you.
What the hell is that?
I was going to leave one hell of a message, too. I was going to leave a nigga, me, my dog, Waylo, me, my other dog, we all to hit your girl. We just called to let you know. I was going to
because literally he was so mad that he woke me up out of my sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning and literally was like, oh, you can't get a dude a hotel room on Valentine's Day. Well, I'm finna just
I would have did the same sleep. Thing. I would have woke your ass up, too.
Well, you shouldn't have went through my phone. That's how I feel.
No, you should have deleted that shit.
Well, if he hadn't went through my phone, I wouldn't have had to bait him. I literally said.
So wait a minute. What you saying you made the message
up? I baited him. Yes, it wasn't even a real phone number, but he would have noticed that if he had read the whole text. He didn't read none of the text. None of them.
That motherfucker saw room Valentine's Day, and it wasn't his number. So of course.
I would have woke your ass up too. Who the fuck is this?
And then he had the nerve to apologize because literally in his little fit of anger, I end up getting hit.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Let me bring in a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
We just that's Miss Pimps. Being girls are pimps too.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Roger,
wait a minute.
Y'all are retarded.
I got to get back to this. She said, wait a minute. Hold on, ooh, y'all. Fonda, you said in the process of this, you accidentally got hit.
I don't think that was no accident.
In his mind,
you might be lying, but I'm going to punch you in your face anyway. Hey, you know what?
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. And after he hit us.
I apologize for my outburst.
Sorry, baby.
Exactly. That's exactly how it happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my God! Oh, LaFonda,
I never liked
boy, you
anyway.
Are great.
Pretty motherfucker.
All right. So wait a minute, LaFonda. Did you accept his apology?
Hello.
LaFonda.
You said what?
Did you accept his apology?
Hell no.
Alright. Did he promise to take you to the watch the sunrise as soon as your eye opens?
When I get hit in my eyes, I literally got 12 ribs. Well, 6 bruised ribs.
You got 6 bruised ribs.
He got bruised. Damn.
He gave you a butt shot over a bullshit ass check.
Yep.
I bet you gonna get
your ass a 2-piece.
Don't do it again. I double dog dare you to do it again.
That was wrong from an accident, boo boo.
Yeah, she got a 2-piece. That ain't no damn accident. How the hell you accidentally get somebody a 2-piece?
Damn boy, I know the whole time you was laying on the ground, you was thinking.
Damn.
That shit not funny. I just want y'all to know that is not funny.
I know it's not. I'm over here feeling sorry for you. I mean, is it over? Is it over? Is y'all still together?
No, it's over. Like you only got one.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
But I got a daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now hold on, y'all. Hold on.
It ain't funny that he hit you. It's funny because it's the way you tried to play it off.
No, listen.
Okay.
That was funny.
Hey, Cass.
Yo.
Hey, before you say something, can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
I appreciate all everything, the promotion, everything y'all done for a brother, and much congratulations and much of your success. I'm cold, my bad. And it was good talking to everybody. I'm gonna be tuning in when I'm off. Meal work me 7 days a week, so it's hard for me to get time to do anything. So everybody have a blessed night, and I will talk to y'all again.
All right, that's what's up, Waylo.
Bye, Waylo. Y'all on tomorrow too, ain't it?
Nah. Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Not the extra night. Oh, wow.
What's today?
Wednesday.
Damn, Gene. Oh, shit. Damn, midnight's got my day fucked up.
I feel you.
Hey, man, leave them drugs alone, dog. It's not worth it, man. Just say no.
What's that?
Just say no, man. Just say no.
Ah, shut up, man. Well, yeah. I'll let y'all.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling, man.
All right, for sure.
That's what's up. Okay, you know what? Nah, y'all right. That's not a laughing matter. That's not a laughing matter. But, I mean.
He said in the process of his fit of rage, I got hit. That, the way she said it was funny, but y'all right. It's not funny that you got
hit. Okay, so in the long run, I'm not condoning violence. I'm not condoning none of that. But in the process, don't you think you kind of like, you provoked that? I mean, not to say that he was right for doing it, but I mean.
Don't y'all tell females not to go through y'all phone. If you don't want to find out, don't go through my phone. I said the same thing, don't go through my phone. Because like I told him, I said, when you were in the hospital, you literally had bitches calling your phone all day long, and I did not say two fucking words. I let you do you. I'm grown. I'm not going to go through your phone. Whatever you do in the dark will come to the light.
I mean, did you know he was violent like that?
Nope, because me and him were friends for a very long time. Me and him have been friends for like 15 damn years.
He
just
so happened.
He didn't
hit none of his other women?
No. He said that he was the first girl that I ever loved. But you got to remember that I'm like 20 years younger than this man, 21 years younger than him.
Damn, it's an old dude beating your ass?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Wait a minute, so how old is, I mean, I really don't know how old you are, LaFonda, so, I mean, how old is this guy?
He's 47, and I'm turning 27 this year.
Damn.
Damn.
That motherfucker ought to be your father.
My father is like
70.
He's
still
old enough to be your
father. Well, he's still old enough to be your dad. He's 20 years older than you.
And?
Yeah, I'm 20 years older than my oldest child, but I'm saying, I mean, the man just, I mean, he kind of, he's too old to be doing some shit like that.
It ain't that. Like I told him, I'm the wrong person. And he thought he was going to get hit back, and that was the problem right there. He got pissed off because I picked up whatever I could find. There was a little mallet right there, and I hit his ass hard as fuck. Like, you not going to hit me and think I'm not going to hit you back.
Well, I'm glad you fought back. I really am. I'm really glad you fought back, but... God damn. He bruised 60 of your ribs?
Yeah.
You know what? You can't play those kind of games with older dudes. They don't play like that. They don't play those kind of games.
Well, he shouldn't have. I feel like this. You disrespect our relationship when you had every female in the world. Just because you in the hospital on me, you got to disrespect me. Well, you only came up here to see me twice, and I work every day. What did you want me to do, call off work to come and see you at a hospital? Really? Like I told my
wait
kids,
a minute, he hit you
kids.
In the hospital?
No, really? I'm not listening. He jump started this when he started having females call his phone, and he literally said it. I was in the hospital, and my friends were just checking on me, but none of these chicks ever called his phone before this.
What, did they say anything about a hotel room?
No, they were like, when you go let me touch your dick and all this other stuff. And I'm like, really?
Wait, whoa. They said when they going to let you suck his dick. Huh?
They
suck his dick?
Mm-hmm.
Is he tricking?
I don't know what the hell he's doing. I could care less. Like, tell my he's doing your own shit right now.
Was he giving you money?
No.
Oh, wait, you giving him money?
I ain't giving him money. What are you talking about? Besides my son, I put money in my son's hand. I get up and go to work every day for me.
Yeah, funny.
I gotta ask you, how's Lil DiVucci doing?
Oh, man.
You know you was wrong for naming that boy after that clothing line. I'm still gonna tell you that. Don't nobody even want DiVucci no more. You see, got that boy gazy.
He playing basketball. Scouts have came out to see him. So he's doing good. He's going to the
number
board,
one winner.
And
next up in the draft, DiVucci. Y'all see, y'all going to get enough of naming these kids these old crazy-ass names.
They going to change that shit first chance he gets.
Right, so he turned 18. My name David.
Hold on, we're going to name my cow Cornflake or Candidus, which is a branch that grows in your mouth.
Huh? What?
Candidus. This girl named her baby Candidus, which is a thrash that grows in your mouth.
Damn. Well, hell, she might as well just name him Syphilis.
Shut
up. Come here, crab. Crab. Come here. Come here, herpes. Herpes.
Right.
Gonorrhea.
You know why year has not been good? This is all this year. I spent 2 days in Port County Jail. Port County don't like me.
It got your ribs bruised. God,
oh,
damn.
My goodness.
You might just want to go to work and go home.
I was on my way to work when I got pulled over by the police.
Catch the bus.
Don't
drive no more. Catch the bus and just go home. And leave older men alone.
You got a lot of bad luck on your side.
I work in Porter County, hey, but I'm a hella five guap, so I never stop working out here.
Okay, and I understand that, but let me ask you. I mean, because you've been having bad luck with men for years now. You ever thought about, I'm just asking this. Have you ever thought about going the opposite way?
No,
because your
I
luck
haven't.
With men just ain't working.
I've tried. I don't like it.
You tried it?
Yeah.
You didn't get the right one, baby.
Exactly.
Did she whoop your ass too?
No, it's just that the smell was horrible.
The smell was horrible.
The smell was horrible. Like, seriously.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. We got a new caller. You must have got a butch. You have found a new
chick. I don't know who you was messing with.
Oh, caller, what's happening?
Hello.
What's up?
How you doing?
We chilling. Who this is?
This is Rosella calling and wishing y'all a happy 4th anniversary.
That's what's up. We greatly appreciate it. Now did you press 1 to wish us a happy anniversary, or you heard what was being said?
You know what? Actually, I am driving, and I don't know how. I guess it was meant for me to be pressed on the 1 because it sure pressed in. And I'm listening to the conversation.
Is this your first time calling?
No, it's not my first time calling. I've been a listener for a while.
Well, okay. Do you have any advice for my girl? She's going through it right now.
Okay.
Give
me the gist of what's going on.
Her dude, he's 20 years older. He done put his hands on her, gave her bruised ribs, because she said that a text was found in her phone about going to a hotel.
A bogus text that she made up.
So you pretty much got your ass kicked for some shit you did.
On purpose.
I
want to go back to something you said at first. You said the smell. What do you mean the smell?
Okay, look. So
she had an STD. That's what that was.
No, she didn't get tested with any partner that I had. that was a problem. I'm like a clean freak when it comes to my body. Like, I have to wash, I think she believes in it. And it's like, a whole thing was necessary.
You still fucking with
Boost
Mobile.
You're going in and out. We can't hear you.
Okay. You still fucking with Boost Mobile.
My phone.
I got these.
Okay, well, let me ask you, ladies. Let me ask you, ladies.
Okay, LaFonda, we're going to
help me out. Yeah. Somebody help me out now. Does anybody understand what she meant by the smell?
I was
thinking,
that's what you call an STD. And you might have, she said she'd get her them tested, but that person might have got tested and it didn't show up, or she might have messed around with somebody shortly after she got tested. And then there is a such thing as, you know how when you eat something like garlic or onions or something like that and it comes through your pores, it also comes through your coochie, and just, you know, you can smell. And then you know how when if a man eats something sweet or he drinks something, the taste of his nut changes, you know. So
that's true.
That might be what that was all about.
Well, goddamn it, you gonna get drunk fucking with me.
Your shit is 80 proof.
You gonna be a drunk motherfucker fucking with me tonight?
Yeah.
This motherfucker, woof. You gonna wake up with a hangover? But I didn't drink nothing. Only thing I drunk was, oh yeah. Yep, there you go. So what you're telling me is that I need to just make my woman eat nothing but juices and berries.
That's right.
I mean, because when they say you are what you eat, it's really that's what it is. You know, if stuff comes out in your pores, when a man drinks too much or anybody drinks too much, you can smell it in their pores, right?
That's right.
So
yeah,
whatever they eat comes out of their pores.
So if she's sitting around eating green onions and
garlic on everything she eats, then that's what she's going to smell.
Hold on. Now, I just got out the shower, so you telling me my nuts still smell like Absolute?
It don't smell. Your nut probably don't smell like nothing, but it's going to have a taste because it's in your bloodstream, it's running through your body.
Anybody need a drink? Everybody need a drink.
Thank you.
So let me ask you a question. So are you speaking from experience?
Because she's speaking truth.
I'm speaking the real, for real, yeah.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours. I have heard that, but I never knew how true it was.
It's 100% true.
Okay, I mean, I'm not doubting it. I'm just saying I heard it. So like I said, for now on, shit, motherfuckers just gonna eat nothing but juices and berries.
Which is like, hey girl, put that burger down. Come over here and get some.
I don't have a taste for hamburgers today.
I mean, it's like if they drinking certain kind of juices on a regular basis, I mean, it helps out so much, because I had a friend who used to drink a lot, and it was like a bitter taste. It was just like, you know, I couldn't take it. But once that appetite changed, the way that he drank and everything changed, and it was different.
Okay. Okay. What you said, liquor stuff?
You gonna start making frozen broccoli pops?
Frozen broccoli? Hell no! I don't even like broccoli.
Nobody. Y'all remember that episode of Martin when he went overboard with the exercise and he threw all the food out? Don't nobody remember that? I'm a Martin fanatic.
Yeah,
you know,
I
I'm a Marvel fanatic. That's like one of the only things I watch. So.
Yeah, I remember.
Miss Pimp, Miss Pimp, what you got to say about that?
I concur. I agree with her 100,000%. She's speaking truth.
So I mean, okay. So what? All right. If we go down in your kitchen right now, go open your refrigerator. What you got in there to drink?
Water. So I was drinking water.
Oh, yeah.
Water and wine.
Water and wine. Okay, I can get drunk. I ain't got no problem with it.
I mean, it's not just in your it's not just in your liquid. It's in what you eat too.
It is absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
I have to warn you. If I eat anything with green onions, that's what you're gonna smell the whole time. Your face is down there.
Right.
That's she's speaking truth. She's speaking truth. You know, and everybody's body chemicals doesn't agree with certain things. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I like for myself, just I don't eat onions because I will smell like an onion fest. And it changes my body chemistry. So, you know, certain foods I have to stay away from. However, just for all intents and purposes for anybody, pineapples cleans your palate, but it's good for
pineapple juice. Because I know when
I just bought some
green fern, oh my goodness, I can smell it in my armpits. I can smell it. I mean, just throughout. I mean, even after I quit, like it had been a year, and I could still smell it.
Mm-hmm.
When I would wake up, I'm sweating, or if I sweat too hard, I could still smell it because it was in my system for like such a long time after I quit.
Man, why it sound like I'm on Oprah?
I don't know.
But it's food for thought. It's just something, you know, I mean, for you men, especially the fruits, I mean, what she was saying, I was just like, tell a girl that's church right there because them berries, you know, a woman may want to taste some berries and some fruits and, you know, it changes the chemistry of your body. Your nuts will be sweet, tasty.
Okay. Well, bro, you know, just start eating more fruit.
That's it.
Yeah.
Flush your body with water. Get that fruit in you. Make sure, definitely.
Okay. All right. I'm glad we learned that lesson today.
Right on.
All right, Tom. Time is time to put down the Newports.
You're right. You know, fuck with me, you're going to be smelling like cigarettes and clean
up.
It's all is in my system. Fuck around, catch cancer, fucking with me.
That ain't good, brother. That ain't good.
Yes, sir. You are what you eat. That's what they say.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? Like I say, I'm glad this has been one hell of a show. And I got to say before anything that I appreciate all the love. I mean, we've been getting much love for the last 4 years. It's been, you know, we've had our highs and our lows on this show. But, hey, no matter what, everybody stuck with us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people fell to the wayside, but the true motherfucking fans stuck with us, and we greatly appreciate it.
You know, I had issues, you know, pregnant over
here.
See,
there you go. Ain't nobody pinpoint you. All I just said is, I mean, if I didn't consider you a true fan, I wouldn't even make sure you got on the shoulder. So. If that was not directed at you. Well, I tell you, motherfucker.
Thank you, bro.
And Ms. Pimps, I'm glad that you decided to call tonight, and I hope you keep calling.
You know what? I'm not only going to do that, but
I have some people in my circle that definitely would enjoy your show. You know, my daughter included, she would absolutely love your show. So, yeah, I'll be back.
Our show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Father time. Please forgive me. Your show.
He's like Damon Dash. I'm Jay-Z. He's Dame Dash. He gotta let it be known he's in here.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Let's do this, man. All right, we're gonna start with Janine. Janine, you got any last words? No, we're gonna save you, Janine. We're gonna go to Mozilla. You got any last words?
Nothing. Y'all just keep doing what y'all doing, and hopefully it become another 4-year success. Well, we're going to reach it out to 10 years, and hopefully I'll talk to you all and continue to listen and bring more viewers to you all show.
That's what's up. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, Ms. Pimps, you got any last words?
Much love. And, you know, coincidentally, this is Black History Month. Congratulations again on your success. Not too many black people can do what they do and sustain certain things for so long. They either lose interest or things of that nature, but I wish you well in your future endeavors.
That's what's up. I never even put Black History Month in there.
Mm-hmm.
February is Black History Month. Wow, we're celebrating Black History. Okay. So you got any last words?
I love Twin City Radio. I told y'all once, I tell you again, my Tuesdays and Wednesdays really wouldn't be the same without y'all. So, you know, I'm going to be here. I'm going to keep on representing. And if anybody asks you, tell them Twin City, bitches.
That's right.
Buddy, you got any last words?
Okay, I swear I wasn't going to cry, but...
Oh,
I love y'all. I love y'all, and I miss y'all so much.
Even me?
What?
you even miss me?
Yes. I miss you, Father Time.
Write it on the calendar, man. Write it on the calendar. Last but not least, we got Janine, our longest reigning caller. Janine been on the show since what, the second or third show ever?
Yeah, somewhere around
there. Yeah, it's like the second or third show she started calling. Way
right
back in 2010.
Hey,
no,
it's been that long.
It's been that long.
Yes, and I have enjoyed speaking with you all. We've had a lot of good moments, a lot of good times, and I enjoy speaking with everybody on the show. I wish y'all all the success. I know you're going to go bigger. Just got to keep your head up and keep it moving.
And you talk about me, man. She ran Wick off the show.
What'd you say?
I say he talk about me running people off the show. You done ran Wick off the show.
Yeah, but you know the funny part is that's the only, in 4 years, you've never heard her lose her cool other than that one. She's never lost her cool. It's like you could be like, Janine, fuck you. She, well, if that's how you feel. That Wick, Wick lit a candle up under her, something fierce. Man, she caught all kind of bitches and motherfuckers by the time the show was over.
You know what? I wasn't trying to push him off the show, but he needed to hear that. That was something he needed to hear. So actually, that was out of love. That was out of love for him, for him to get his life together. So he can never say nobody told him.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you got for us, man?
Hey, man, Sin City Radio, baby. Hey, look here. Check this out, y'all. New year brings new things. So, yeah, just like I said, be looking forward to be bigger and better in 14 because we, hey, sky's the limit, and that's what we're taking it to, all the way to the top. Sin City Radio. All
right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And thank y'all for celebrating our 4 years with us. Y'all know we do it every week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. Peace, love, and hey, greet y'all. Thank y'all. We greatly appreciate it, and we out.
I'm finna drink some pineapple juice. Janine, I'm on my way. Pineapple juice, baby.
Oh, that sounds tasty. I love pineapples.
Boy.
Tequila banana, and I'm here to say.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye.